Ever had to admit you were wrong about something you once believed in strongly? Even argued about? It's uncomfortable. It dents the ego, messes with your pride. It can even shake how others see you. But here's the truth. Being willing to change your mind is one of the most powerful things you can do for your health, your growth, and your performance. In this episode, I'm sharing why owning your shift isn't weakness, it's a strength that most people aren't ready for. Let's dive in. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. For those of you who are old enough, you would remember on Happy Days, the Fonz, whenever he had to admit that he was wrong, he just couldn't say the word because he had this persona that he was perfection, that he just didn't make mistakes. And he would stutter over saying it. And you think about your own life and question how many times are you also in that same place? Not prepared to accept that you are wrong. Follow up from the episode, last Friday's episode, where I talked about thinking more like the tinfoil hatters. It's the same with wanting to be right. It's one of the really key learnings I had going back 14 years ago was this needing to be right. And the best description I've seen since then is actually people would rather die than be wrong. So they'll stick to whatever they believe, even if it means that they're going to go down this same path, which means they avoid finding a solution to whatever they've got going on from a health perspective. And you might think, well, that's mental, but I've seen it time and time again. People would rather stick to their, well, they get addicted to the diagnoses, it's too far out of their belief system, so they'd rather stick to it. That's the extreme, but bringing it back to just your level is like, where are you not wanting to admit that maybe you were wrong? Imagine, because it's like this, imagine having to admit that something you've believed, even argued about, was actually wrong. And that requires that new way of thinking, that being open to different ways. But the reality is, this is exactly what's required for high performance and optimal health. And I get it, it's hard, right? It can almost be embarrassing and having to admit that you've got something wrong, and it dents your pride to a certain degree. And there might be times where you feel like you have to explain yourself when people question you with, wait a minute, but you said whatever it was, last time you said this. And the simple response is, yeah, I did. And then I learned new information that made me realize things can be different. And it's challenging because this can be emotional. It's often triggered people. Like I said, it mirrors in Friday's episode, it mirrors back to people what maybe there's some of the inadequacies they feel about themselves. And because you're seeing the world in a new way, it triggers them. So you're seeing the world differently, you're seeing yourself differently, and they've grown comfortable with that version of you that they've known. They've actually become quite fond of that version of you. But because you've changed, that somewhat forces them to evaluate themselves, and most people aren't ready to do that. And so they react. They like the old you. And this new version, something doesn't quite feel right about it. So the reality is, you never have to explain yourself to anyone when they are challenged by your changes, by your growth, by your new level of performance. Because their challenge with it, their reaction to it, is actually them projecting their own stuff, their own feeling of inadequacy, of insecurity, of not being able to go to that level. And sometimes there's like an ego thing from people too, because they're like, maybe they see themselves at a certain stature, and when they see you going and doing things, it can be quite challenging. I actually remember being told once by someone quite close to me that they feel judged by me. I'm like, why? Like, have I said something? Have I done something? No, I just feel like you're judging us. And again, I have no problem with them actually saying that. In fact, I like people being able to have open dialogue, but like I said to them, it's like I'm just trying to be better myself. So in no way is what I'm doing any judgment on what you're doing. Like, you do whatever you want, but that's what the impact it can have for people. So coming back to what I said at the start, is like, where are you needing to be right? Where are you being that person where you're so stuck on your belief of something that you're not prepared to admit that maybe you got something wrong, that maybe there's a solution to something you've got going on in your life and you're not open to it because it would mean admitting that you were wrong. So my challenge to you is to have this self-awareness, is how often you're quick to dismiss other people's thinkings, ideas, because in your head, you've already got it sorted. And you might think, I don't do that, but I guarantee you, if you start having this awareness and you journal on it and you keep yourself accountable, that you're actually doing this far more than you realize. We all do it. I still do it. I do it regularly. It's an element of control about it. If I'm right, I'm in control. Well, there's an element that we do need to feel in control. Self-control. But our self-control increases when we're able to stretch ourselves, stretch our beliefs, upgrade our thinking, upgrade our mindset, and upgrade our performance. Everything changes. So it really is up to you. And it starts with self-awareness, which is why the journaling process is so important, so you can catch yourself. Even just to ask the question, if you think maybe this isn't right for you, just write in your journal. Where am I thinking that I'm right, that maybe perhaps I need to think of things differently? Where am I stuck in this needing to be right? A really powerful one is, where did I learn that? What messages did I hear from my parents or significant people in my life where they were always right? Usually comes down to patterning from parents, where there's an inflexibility from them. Where are you showing up with that same inflexibility because you're determined to be right and not give ground? You do not lose face by admitting you're wrong. You absolutely don't. It feels like it. It feels like maybe people might one-up you or you might lose some status, but it's the opposite. You increase your status. You increase people increase their level of respect for you when they see you pushing outside of your boundaries and going to a whole other level. And that is always worth it. So again, the challenge is journal on this. See how you go. What did you learn? Where are you needing to be right? Where do you need to be more open? And what opportunities presented to you because you were open to seeing the world in a different way? As always, let me know how you go. Love to hear it. Thank you for those people who already have been contacting me. Let's keep the conversation going. I'll see you on the next one. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.